from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
I will get to that Little League World Series story in a second. I had asked Owen before the show if he was going to high school football games are all over the area tonight. What, you guys are on the road?
We're in Strongsville tonight.
Avon Lake is in Strongsville. There's a big showdown at Brown Stadium as well.
Avon with, Ignatius?
Yeah, heck yeah. So, no matter where you are, always support local kids, local athletics, local high school football. Week one already underway. We had a bunch of games last night. But Owen, I asked you that question, and apparently you're going to figure it out on the air.
This is
going
to go well.
Well, you asked me, am I going to the game tonight? And I said, I've been leaning, as the week started, was not going. I've been leaning more towards going. The problem is, I have not discussed it with my wife, and I'm pretty sure she is in the car right now listening. So
this is how we do it.
That's going to get me in trouble.
This is an easy way to fix it. We tell Owen what to do, and his wife will figure it out.
What I really
she's
need
listening.
Is people to just call in and justify to my wife, who is listening right now, why I should be going to this game. It's week one. I've got a high schooler who doesn't play, but I've got a seventh grader and a fifth grader who are both avid football players. They don't have practice tonight. Why would we not be going to this game?
Well, yeah, you're entrenched over there in the sports community.
Of course, I coached most of these high school kids at some point.
He used to run. He used to be on the chain gang, right?
I've retired. Jason came down there 2 years ago and took a picture of me in action.
I did. Him running down the field. It was awesome.
That was 10 yards at a time. I think you would disappoint the community. I think those kids expect you to be there. I think that's part of the rallying cry for the team tonight.
Fine until I disappoint my wife and am not there tonight and then catch the hell for it for who knows how many days.
Well, you don't get during football season, is the expectation from her that any Friday, really any Friday, Saturday, or Sunday
is
where she gets
limits.
But if she gets you at home, it's a win.
Yeah, I think especially, anytime Fridays, like we've kind of made a deal where if it's a road game for the high school, I'm probably staying home more than likely, unless it's Avon, you know, it's right down the street. But that's chaos time.
Right.
Us going to Avon. Anytime it's a home game, and we've got two home games coming, you know, next week and the week after. I think they play Benedictine and Chardon in the next coming weeks. So it's going to be.
You're out of commission, right, for sure.
For those games, as a younger team coach, we don't require the boys to go, but we like them to be there to support the older kids. They do the spirit tunnel and all that. So she knows I'm going to be gone the next 2 weeks. Makes it kind of tough for me.
But no road spirit tunnel for the opener? It is the opener. This is,
you know, this
sacred.
Is a valid point. I could take this into the battle tonight.
I know Chrissy. Happens. She's a lovely woman. I would not want to be on the opposite side of her.
Jason,
so
come on.
Yeah, especially because the
You're
next 2 weeks.
Me.
Like, I understand. I do think there is something special about the first game of the year. I mean, the
it
first
sucks
time
opening on the road.
It does, and we all said the Browns. I think the one maybe unwritten agreement with the NFL when the Browns were ripped away is, hey, when you come back, you get the home opener every year. We got the home opener like 13 out of 14 straight years.
Yeah.
You kicked off and it was at home. And this year, again, we get it at home. It's one of the weird 4:25 start. I think that's what you do, Owen. I think you have to call the coaches and see if it's not too late to get the spirit tunnel going with the kids.
Who
and
does
now
a spirit
you have
tunnel
to.
On the road? Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen
well,
that.
That is, it's a balls move.
I don't know. You can
show
pull that together.
A ghost spirit tunnel.
You
on
think
the road.
Strongsville that would not be met with a lot of pleasantries?
Oh no, and especially they've got a new coaching staff there. They've, I'm sure they are using tonight as a way to kick off what could be the future of their program.
That's why you got to have.
All right, we're
gonna have spirit tunnel.
We're going.
We got spirit too on the road. You know what? And they'll be blown away. They're going to say, "Look at how much those guys want it." They're bringing the young ones and setting the culture very early. They're even bringing the vaunted spirit
it's
tunnel.
It's the game within the game. We got to go out and win the game before the opening kickoff.
Is it really a spirit tunnel if all you're bringing is whoever fits in the car?
Well, I'm going to have to send out a message now.
Is it too late to get
Everybody.
The posters made?
I think it's Let's a little go. Late. It's 8 a.m.
No, we'll be fine.
Can you get the posters made?
I will
Can
call
you get
the office right now and have them make the announcement.
Can you get up. The glitter? It's not a
well,
poster.
We're past glitter now. I don't know. Well, it got outlawed last year, but it used to be a big deal for the high school kids for the student section to be baby powder.
Oh,
throwing
yeah.
baby powder in the
yeah.
air.
Yeah. It was so why did it get outlawed?
LeBrons over there.
Why did it get outlawed?
Well, because it floats into the rest of the crowd, and then you've got...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Grandma huffing baby powder.
It's like baby
deep
powder
into the first quarter.
Fireworks. You've got those flamethrowers.
The confetti cannons, the kids will bring those things.
Oh, amazing.
And there's usually a theme to each one that the high school at least sets forth, but
I chaperoned one of those games.
You did it for the middle school last year?
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was horrible confetti all over the place.
Oh, it was horrible. Like zoo animals.
And then I played a game there on Saturday the next day, confetti everywhere.
Nobody did cleanup? You didn't have like the bad kids have to do cleanup on Saturday
That's
morning?
No, because they're not in on Saturdays. In-house detention or in-house suspension. Yeah.
Third quarter, I gave up and just let them tase each other. Like, I was done. Just do whatever you want. I don't care. They're not paying me enough for
this.
You're
making me want to go and see all this debauchery. All right. I saw this story, and this seemed absolutely crazy to me because I can't imagine this happening. And maybe it's the Yankees. Maybe Mitch is going to have to somehow explain this away because I think they might have to take the MVP away from Aaron Judge. Based on this, you cannot turn your back on the kids. We just talked about how important it is to have the kids. Apparently, the Little League World Series is underway right now. As you know, I'm an avid watcher of the Little League World Series.
I watched last weekend. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually saw because the Tigers and Yankees played at
the Little League Classic.
Yes. Yeah. And they showed Aaron Judge showing up in the
surrounded by kids
around.
Signing autographs, like buried under a sea of children, and he was signing autographs for all of them. That's important context,
right? So how did this happen? Because as both teams arrived, this according to the New York Post, star players met with and greeted numerous little leaguers, making their day by signing balls and jerseys and posing for photos. However, Bob Laterza, the manager of South Shore Little League team in Staten Island.
Not Laterza.
They're representing the Metro region. They were not happy with one Yankee player in particular, and that would be Aaron Judge, who Laterza says didn't meet with his team. He later told Sports Illustrated that his team was promised a meet and greet with the Yankees at International Grove, but Judge and others were absent. Laterza did say his team met with other players, including Garrett Cole, Cy Young Award winner. So that had to be pretty cool.
Not bad.
For the players. Not a bad alternative, right? But Laterza took issue with Judge not meeting with his team and not acknowledging it during the Classic. The Staten Island team had seats behind home plate, which were roughly 25 feet from home plate. Quote, "How about turning around or wave to New York and the kids that think you're a hero," Laterza said. "They're the ones who pay your salary." They were disappointed, he said. Maybe he'll want to make it up for them and come see them at some point.
You missed the best quote about "we pay your salary."
I was getting to it because at the end it did go on to say,
"Yeah,
you know, we do pay your salary." Do the Little League teams pay the salaries of the Major League Baseball players?
Well, do it the amount they're charging the parents. I mean, come on.
As soon as you drop the "I pay your salary" line, you deserve to be punched in the neck.
I started off on Laterza's side here. I'm not going to lie.
You were on the Laterza side.
I was on Laterza's side. Then you told me they still got to talk to Garrett Cole. So just imagine if somehow I got to take my team, or Jason, the team that your son's on, goes to the Little League World Series and the Guardians are there and Jose, you know, we're told Jose's going to come talk to you guys because you're the team locally affiliated with them. And not seeing him, I'm sure everybody would be kind of disappointed. But then if you went, well, Class A is going to come out, though.
Yeah.
All right, we've got to get alternative. Pretty cool. And then you're right, dropping that line at the end is...
I don't know if they were ever promised Aaron Judge. And Judge, you can find all kinds of pictures of Aaron Judge signing autographs.
He's great. He's great with this.
Yes.
I have a theory.
That guy's just a typical New York moron.
I have a theory. This guy is one of those hucksters that is out as the players like pull in to the Guardians parking lot.
Yeah.
He thought he'd get some signatures and he thought he'd make some money. He thought he would get some signed merchandise.
Well, it is
He'd
a
have
classic,
the kids do it.
It's a classic move to bring your child with you. And what's better than
up
one
to the
kid?
Front.
Yeah.
Yep.
A roster of 12.
Yeah. Yep.
This guy probably owes some bookie some money, and this is how he was going to recoup it. It's Staten Island. Come on. Anybody knows anything about Staten Island knows exactly what this dude's deal is. That is embarrassing. All right, when we come back, I'll ask John Greco about it when we return.
My wife just texted me. The women are teaming up on you. She said, "I just texted Chrissy, but it was not in support of Owen." So
now this might have backfired.
So now my wife apparently was listening.
Now we have a true Fix My Life that we need to do.
If Chrissy was not listening, she is now.
Here we go, Lloyds and Lottemans. We're drawing. Route 83 is the dividing line. Do not cross it.
Enjoy this break. We're going to see him feverishly texting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.